Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
It's going pop off, pop off.
Pop! You gotta go.
you better
pop off.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I got to.
Gotta go to the damn DMV.
Out in Hicksville, somewhere way out there.
I do fear that today is going to be wasted. I don't think I'm going to get in today. And I don't mind waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Like I said earlier on the regular old show, I'm prepared for it. I got plenty of food and water.
Clothes.
Warm clothes.
Yeah. Or cold clothes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel positive vibes about this. You're going to get right in. No problem.
Yeah.
Because who's going there, you know?
You know what I thought about doing? Just for a split second, I thought about doing this. Then I thought better of it. I thought about changing into, when I go, an Ace and TJ shirt and an Ace and TJ hat.
I like it.
And, couldn't hurt.
And maybe put a, you know, I'm TJ button on.
Yeah.
You know, say, I help the children. Will you please help me?
Yeah.
What is wrong? No, why did you think differently of that? I would do that in a heartbeat.
We still got that neon sign back there, the Ace and TJ neon. Just put it in your shirt.
I would do that in a minute, not the sign. But well, I'd do the shirt.
No, because I said from the beginning, I don't want any special treatment or to break any rules or anything like that.
But why not? You have the ability to have special treatment. Take it.
But I don't know that I would. I mean, that's, you know, pretty assuming, you know, that because if somebody knows that I'm Ace or TJ, that they would, you know, help me to the front of the line.
Or like, oh, my God, I listened to the show. Like, oh, well, I'm TJ. Nice to meet you. Oh, well, come on this way.
Yeah.
I see it working out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, say, oh, yeah, yeah, well. A best friend of 30-something years passed not long ago. I'm just trying to get a driver's license. I would have already done it, but I've been tied up, you know.
Sure. Maybe not that, but I think nothing's wrong. I don't think anything's wrong with it.
Yeah, I I've never been for, special treatment or breaking the rules or things like that. And I don't want people accusing me of that for sure. Of saying, all those poor people been waiting and they had appointments and then you just step in front of them and all that. Yeah. That's like when Trump came to town for one of his rallies and there was somebody from gubernatorial candidate's people that my little friend Jenny knows because she was, you know, helping with fundraisers and things. Had something to give us and people were lined up for hours and hours and hours. And we walk up to the door because the person's going to come out and give us this. And, I was hearing people saying they're skipping the line. You get to the line, you get to the back. And we weren't trying to get in.
Yeah.
And I just that moment, I felt like I needed to turn around and explain to them. But then I thought,
oh, I love it. Because
we're going to walk away in a minute anyway. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they'll see.
Yeah. But I just don't like anybody thinking that I'm doing that kind of stuff.
Well, say you're Ace.
Yeah. Because he would
be like, wait a second.
Yeah. He would have been all about it.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
I'm kidding.
I loved when all those little hoes up at the club said, they're skip, or how are they getting special treatment? Okay.
When you were going to clubs and all getting up into the front.
Hey, Lindsay, come on up here. Oh, perfect. Like, no problem.
Yeah, take advantage of where you can get in.
Do
perf.
It. Yeah.
Perf.
Perf.
I would if it wasn't inconveniencing innocent people who were there doing by the rules, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
If somebody just said, hey, you can come in the back door, but everybody in the front door is still getting in, where you can come in the back door and sit back here, you know what? That wouldn't be the same to me as if people are sitting there in line and I break in front of them, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
But if Beyonce did it, they wouldn't say a thing. Similar situation. So I think you're fine.
Yeah.
See, it's really a safety thing that I get in and out really quickly.
Security.
Yeah.
My car's waiting on me, my car service, like.
Mm-hmm. Really got to get this tied up pretty
Let
quickly.
Let me go with you. I'll get you in and out so quick.
When we,
do you know who I am? The queen of the clubs. I'll be like, ma'am, this is the DMV.
Who is that?
When Ace and I first moved to Charlotte and started having success, which wasn't long after we got here that we went up to, you know, the number one in the ratings and whatnot. Our boss, our general manager at the time, said, hey, you don't need, because we would do station concerts and things like that. Y'all don't ever need to show up at a station event and you're not being limoed in and let everybody see you getting out of a limo. We were like, that's just not us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it. You want people to think we're, you know, big time and all that, but that's not it. But I would be the one to speak up and go, that's just not us. And they used to be like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He hated that you said we'll just drive.
Yeah. I guess we won't.
We'll drive ourselves then, I guess.
That man was born to ride in a limo.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, he would have gotten out of that limo with a Ric Flair feather coat on. And
please.
Mm-hmm.
He's a showman, man. He was a showman. Man.
Yeah. Showmanship award.
Yeah.
Best showmanship.
Yeah. But I don't know. And people will think that I'm lying or I'm just, you know, trying to pretend like I'm humble or whatever. It's just, that does make me uncomfortable to be getting special treatment if it's, you know, going in front of somebody else.
Yeah. I get that.
But if I were to get a traffic ticket and somebody got it taken care of for me, that's not hurting anybody else.
Heck no.
Different story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm.
Well, and it takes 2 seconds. Like, right? You're just renewing. Oh, no, you're getting
the real ID.
Okay.
But that's just a renewing of the driver's license, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's you. So what's actually going to, they're going to bend you over a barrel and they are going to take their entire form and just ram it all the way up.
No, I promise you this is going to
TJ we're talking about here.
All right, this is a question. Do they take credit cards as payment at the DMV?
Yeah.
They do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know.
That would be my luck. I'd get up there and go, we only take check or cash.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I know why you're asking this, because you remember when they only took check or cash. Yeah, back in the day. I know when I got my very first license, it was check or cash because my mom sent a check with me.
Yeah, because I forgot to get one this morning out of Jody's purse or wherever she keeps them.
No, you're good on that.
But she did go in last night when she got home, and she pulled out every single type of document that they could possibly. She had a list of what you're supposed to have, and it would say at least 2 from this category. But I mean, she's just
like a
she's social security cards in there, your birth certificate, you got your driver's license, and then other, you know, whatever, a mortgage,
you gotta show your address.
Then she said, now just to be safe, put your vehicle registration card in there too. So in case they, you don't have enough, that's another thing they'll accept, just to be on the safe side.
She's talking to a kid now.
She might as well pin it on your shirt. Like,
just look for the bus that has a monkey on it.
Yeah, right.
That's the one that you get on. It brings you home.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank God for her, because you'd be screwed.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know. Yeah. I know all that stuff's in a safe somewhere. Not only do I not know the combination to the safe, I don't even know where the safe is.
Okay, that's really bad.
Yeah,
that
is bad.
Yeah, I mean, because let's face it, if I knew where it was, it'd probably be an unsafe.
That is true.
Leave it open, or, right, you know, whatever.
It's true. She got to put her big ass readers on to get that get that safe open.
Scope. She's got trying to hear the.
Shut up! I'm trying to hear the tumbler. Now I got to start over.
It's like Ocean's 11.
Yeah. Job over there, like yeah.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
Where are these huge discounts on great products? The deals page at tjriggins.com.
Check it out.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.